The 15-member Security Council delegation will stop first in Vienna and Brussels, then on to the region. The mission leader, Belgium's UN Ambassador Johan Verbeek, says the six-day trip will include talks with Serbia's leaders, as well as with the heads of Kosovo's provisional government and leaders of Kosovo's ethnic minority community.
How the situation is over there, that is to be fully briefed and well informed, so that we can indeed live up to the high expectations which reside in the Security Council, and that we can act responsibly on what is obviously a delicate matter.
On the eve of the trip, Council members received a briefing on conditions in Kosovo from UN Peacekeeping Operations Chief Jean-Marie Guénot. He says he told them they face tough decisions about the progress made since the UN mission in Kosovo, known as UNMIC, began running the region in 1999.
To allow the members of the Council to see with their own eyes what the situation is, with all its difficulties. I did not paint a rosy picture of Kosovo. At the same time, I described, I think honestly, the progress as it is in various areas. And so it's all shades of gray.
The United States has endorsed recommendations made by UN envoy and former Finnish President Martti Ahtisaari to grant independence to the ethnic Albanian-majority Serbian province in a phased process. The new U.S. ambassador to the world body, Zalmay Khalilzad, is making the trip to the Balkans in his first week on the job. He called his presence a sign of the importance Washington attaches to the Kosovo issue.
But it's very important, as you know, the Balkans is another region of the world that has been a source of a lot of insecurity and sometimes leaving problems festering for a long time unattended can lead to bigger problems. So, and it's very important to bring this issue of Kosovo to a successful conclusion, and I look forward to that trip.
To the people in Kosovo.
Well, the time has come to bring this to close.
Russia strongly opposes the Ahtisaari independence plan. Deputy Foreign Minister Vladimir Titov was quoted by Russian news agencies as saying Moscow would not accept the Ahtisaari proposal because of Serbian opposition. Russia asked for the Security Council visit to the region, and Moscow's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin is a member of the delegation. On the eve of his departure, Ambassador Churkin expressed concern about the safety and security of minority populations in an overwhelmingly ethnic Albanian region.
Two most graphic elements of the situation which we believe we need to keep in mind when we deliberate the state of implementation of 1244 is that very few Serb refugees have returned to Kosovo after the events of 1999. And that there are no normal conditions for the life of ethnic minorities.
The UN delegation is expected back in New York by Monday and will prepare a report on its findings. In his report to the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Special Envoy Ahtisaari said Kosovo could become politically stable and economically viable only if it were independent. Ethnic Albanians outnumber Serbs and other minorities in the province by a 9-to-1 margin. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.